This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The transition from high school or college to the job market is hard for everyone, but it's especially hard for people with autism and other developmental disabilities. A new documentary highlights the stories of six people with developmental disabilities as they go about their days at work and at home. And it shows how finding meaningful work can reshape an entire life. They all work at Extraordinary Ventures, a nonprofit based in Chapel Hill. The mission of the organization is to provide meaningful jobs to people with autism and other developmental disabilities. Extraordinary Ventures owns six small businesses and offers a variety of jobs. Amanda Walls was featured in the documentary Extraordinary People, and she joins us now. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Good to have you here with us. And Paige Morrow is the CEO of Extraordinary Ventures. Hello, Paige.
Hello.
Amanda, tell us what kind of work you do at Extraordinary Ventures.
I am a laundry supervisor. And I also work in office solutions.
So tell us what your job involves. What do you do?
Well, for my laundry job, which is my main job, I pretty much see over everybody else and make sure that the machines are running well and that everybody's doing, you know, keeping up with things and that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And I also do folding and sorting and having to check the camera in case we have a miscount.
But, ooh, that means finding a lost shirt or something, right?
Yes, it does.
Ooh, that's the hard part. So a lot of the people I know, sadly, complain about their jobs and more or less wish they didn't have them. I get the feeling talking to you that you love your work and you love having a job.
I do, very much.
Tell us about that. How come?
Well, I just like going to EV every day because I enjoy the people that I work with and just seeing their motivation to work is very inspiring to me. You know, it's, you know, I look at them and I see, you know, their abilities and, you know, I'm like, well, if, you know, they're so positive every day, then, you know, why shouldn't I be positive every day? So it's very, you know, it's very inspiring.
Paige, as CEO of Extraordinary Ventures, or EV, tell us more about the operation and how it works. What is EV?
Sure. So you talked a little bit about the mission. Well, EV was founded to solve a problem. It was founded by a group of parents that had kids with autism that were aging out of the school system. And what that term means is that they are a part of a system that is highly structured, highly productive. And when they turn 21, 22, they're kind of forced out of it into a reality of kind of a lack of opportunities, a lack of meaningful things to do during the day. So they these parents started Extraordinary Ventures with the idea that they were going to come up with a solution to this crisis. And to give you an idea of the scope of and the size of this unemployment crisis, there are 50,000 other adults with autism, like their kids, aging out of the school system every single year. So that is just a huge group of people.
Right. And as you say, there's this kind of ledge. All of a sudden, you find yourself very well cared for and tended, but with no real sense of what the future would bring or job creation. And so EV then actually created businesses in which people can work, right?
Yeah, and so job placement, especially for kids like theirs who probably were not going to go on to college, can be really hard. You can find them a position in a company, but they're likely to be the first one cut if, you know, a budget decreases. So these parents decided to launch the businesses, and they had a couple philosophies that they wanted to follow. They wanted a portfolio of businesses to provide a variety of tasks to fit a variety of people. They wanted to pay fair wages. And so in our six businesses right now, we have more than 50 employees. And everyone is paid fair wages all the way up to $15 an hour right now.
What kind of businesses?
So we have a space rental business, a pickup and delivery laundry operation, an office solutions business. So those last two Amanda works in. Office solutions is primarily bulk mailing. We have a gifts business where our employees make handmade scented candles, soaps, sugar scrubs, lip balms sold in retail stores and online. We have a dog walking business called EV Pets. And then we have a bus crew where we detail the interiors of the Chapel Transit buses.
Well, we talked about a documentary. We're going to talk with a documentary filmmaker in just a moment that profiled EV and the people who make it up. We have a clip from that documentary, Extraordinary People, and this features Dr. Alec Myers, who's a clinical psychologist and Extraordinary Ventures board member. And Lucy is also in this clip. She is the sister of Vinny, who's one of the people profiled in the film.
Historically, people with autism and intellectual disabilities were felt that they couldn't have a meaningful job. And, you know, it sounds ludicrous now, but that was pretty much the norm, and we thought that that was appropriate 30, 40 years ago.
A job is a huge part of your identity in your life, and it's a big part of who you are and how you make an impact on the world, and that's, I think that's really important.
That's a clip from the documentary Extraordinary People, a clip featuring psychologist Alec Myers and Lucy, the sister of one of the people profiled in the film. My guests are EV CEO Paige Morrow and EV employee Amanda Walls. The documentary is going to be screened at Extraordinary Ventures in Chapel Hill. That's a venue in Chapel Hill. You can see that tonight. You can also see it at Camp Royal in Moncure on Saturday, August 18th. So, Paige, we talked about certainly the mission and the laudable goal of putting people to work and giving them a sense of meaningful work. What are the challenges, though, of creating jobs that who employ people who have what we had historically called disabilities?
Well, we take a different approach. So I think you can find more challenges if you take an individual and just try and drop them into an existing business. But at Extraordinary Ventures, what we do is we take this group of individuals and look at their skills, look at their abilities, and actually build the business around that. So fitting our employees into the businesses is much easier when you take that approach. But every person is different, and most of the people that come through Extraordinary Ventures have never held the job before. Mm. If you're sitting down in an interview, which can look very different depending on who you're talking to, and ask them what they're interested, what they're good at, they might not even know until you put them in a position and let them experience it. And oftentimes they're not only going to surprise you, but they're going to surprise themselves.
Well, and if speech and verbal skills are not high on their list of skills, then what you get in that particular format, what you lose in that format is all the skills that would only come across because you're only asking questions, right? So you miss a lot of that individual because you've come up with a format that doesn't speak to their strengths.
Yeah, every business at Extraordinary Ventures is structured using the TEACH method, and the TEACH is an organization out of UNC that specializes in diagnosis and early intervention and supporting people in employment. So we have a lot of pictures, different ways of instructing people in their position to help support them.
I want to listen to another clip from the film, Extraordinary People. Here's a clip of Derek that starts with his mom, in fact, Christina.
Derek has always been very social, and so he loves greeting people, gets on the buses when he's going to ride, greets the bus driver and the whole bus, and then when you get off, you always wish him a great day.
So it's Friday, so I wish him a great weekend.
That's a clip from the new documentary Extraordinary People, featuring Derek and his mom Christina and many others. My guests now are Amanda Walls and Paige Morrow. Amanda works at Extraordinary Ventures. Paige is the CEO. You can see the documentary at Extraordinary Ventures, which is a venue in Chapel Hill. You can see that tonight, and the documentary screens at Camp Royal in Moncure on Saturday the 18th. And joining the conversation now is Laura Hart McKinney, who helped write, produce, and direct the documentary, Extraordinary People. She's also a screenwriting professor at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Laura, welcome to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I understand that this documentary is not now what it started out to be. Tell us about the evolution of this film.
We were really interested in telling stories about young adults who have certain skills, maybe some disabilities, and they want to find a job. How do you find a job? Where do you go? So I was having breakfast with a good friend of mine in Winston-Salem, John Burroughs, who does a lot of wonderful work for North Carolina in social causes, and lamenting this aspect for him, with him. And he said, well, why don't you talk with the Irelands in Chapel Hill? They have a workplace there that embraces, that welcomes and accommodates all different kinds of people with different abilities. And so that's how it started.
And what did you learn in the process? Because eventually it became a film not about, very specific to EV, because of the way it embodied and encompassed all the questions you were asking.
Right. It was never intended to be at all promotional film for EV. We were really trying to find young adults who had successfully found jobs that were meaningful to them. And it became apparent that thanks to a lot of help, mainly from Paige, giving us some participant names, and we started to develop relationships with the participants and their families and build a collaborative community. We decided what we really need to do is interview these people and talk with them and get a sense of their life and really dive in and do a real deep kind of study of them. And so ultimately, it becomes about EV as well. But initially, our first cut, we never even mentioned Extraordinary Ventures.
Amanda Walls, you're working at EV, and you talked about your work in the laundry and then also doing some back office work, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And this is now a company that employs people with autism and other disabilities, right? But mm-hmm. but in autism, some of the symptoms often, depending on where on the spectrum we are, communication is not a strong suit. You seem like a very personable person, somebody who always wants to kind of chat and get to know people. Is it difficult for you to work with people who just don't particularly like to do that or don't do that? That's not how they operate?
Well, I would say in certain circumstances, yeah, it is a little bit difficult, but I think now that I have, you know, gotten to know some of my employees over the years, like, I know how they are, and I know how to communicate with them, you know, with certain things that, you know, they do, like little, you know, if they make little noises here and there or something like that, it really doesn't bother me because I'm so used to it. But it's just really cool to see each person's different personality. And their strong points and what they can actually do. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and Paige, I think that gets back to the way you structured the business. You take a look at who you have and then try to structure a business around those abilities. And that seems to me a very different way of structuring work. But it allows for people, you know, like Amanda to say, it allows for her to have that kind of growth and development because it's about the people you work with and the relationships and not about the units per minute. Although you have to succeed as a business, right?
That's right. And, you know, with our businesses and the fact that we manage six of them, you know, we take a different approach with each. And an important staffing structure that we've put in place is to have supervisors like Amanda down in the operations. And she understates her abilities a little bit. The challenges that you face communicating with different people, you know, part of the reason why she's so good at that, I think, is because she walks into it with a different mindset. And I think that's what all of us do at EV. When Amanda's working with her employees, you can tell, you know, there isn't that stigma that a lot of society has or these expectations of how someone should communicate in a job. She's looking at their skill sets and what they're able to do. And she has the ability to bring out the best in each person. And maybe one person is going to work a little slower and another person is going to get a lot more done. Well, Amanda's job is to piece all of that together every day while, you know, learning to problem solve. And the result is a quality product and service that she's able to deliver to the customers.
What is the impact on the bottom line? You're a nonprofit, but you do make the proceeds of your businesses actually support what you do?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked. We are a nonprofit, but we operate more as a business. We don't spend time on fundraising. We spend time connecting with the community, building business or customer relationships. And as of now, we are 80% sustainable off of the revenues generated by our businesses. Our goal is to be 100% sustainable. And a big reason for that is thinking about the future and longevity of the organization.
Laura Hart McKinney, what was the big takeaway for you as the filmmaker in this project?
Community. We were so inspired by the individuals that we met with who work at EV, by their families, by the job coaches. And it felt as though the relationships there helped everyone realize their full potential. And that was a big takeaway for all of us as filmmakers.
Laura Hart McKinney is one of the writers, producers, and directors of the new documentary Extraordinary People, also a screenwriting professor at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Thank you so much for being on the program.
It's a pleasure.
Paige Morrow, CEO of Extraordinary Ventures. Thank you, Paige.
Thank you for having me.
And Amanda Wall, featured in Extraordinary People, an employee of EV. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
You can watch the documentary Extraordinary Ventures in Chapel Hill tonight. You can also see it at Camp Royal in Moncure on Saturday the 18th. We've got it all at our website, stateofthings.org. Coming up on Movies on the Radio, by the way, if you want to be part of that program, send us an email at sot@wnc.org. Which cinematic universe would you like to be a part of? Tell us about that. Send us an email at sot@wnc.org. Tweet us at #SOTMovie. You could be on Movies on the Radio on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.